Lamed Vav Amid Base. We'll begin Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, seven lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Ravina Ashkechel Mar Baravash. He encountered Mar Baravash the Gazara Givyanas and the Kahal Kafrisa. So again, as we were discussing before, this is Lagabe the Isser of Orla. So he threw away the Avyainas, because Avyainas was a fruit. It's the fruit within the first 3 years of growth, so it has a din of Orla. And even though it's in Chutz La'aretz, he threw away the Avyainas because Midrabanan, in any event, Midrabanan, there would be an Isser Orla in Chutz La'aretz. So the Avyainas is considered the fruit. But Vakalachal Kaprisim, the husk, the Shaimah, the protector, he did not consider it a fruit, and it was edible, and he ate it. Which sheet are you following? You're following sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Mekel, because he's Mekel, so he's Mekel in Eretz Yisrael. And so you follow his sheet in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you say that the Kafrisim is not considered a fruit, and that you can eat it. There's no Isser Orla. I, Velavid Markim Beis Shammai. Why, if you're Mekel already, be Mekel even more? And why don't you hold like Beis Shammai? And if you had like Beis Shammai, you would even be allowed to eat the Avyainas. The Mekilim Tvei, they're Mekil even more. The Snan, Slav, the Kaper, Bush, Beis Shammai, Yarm, Kilayim, Beker. They consider it to be Kilayim, Beker. Because they consider it to be not a fruit, they consider it to be a vegetable. Or Beis Halo Amrim, Ein Kilayim, Bekerim. Beis Halo says it's not Kilayim, Bekerim, because it's not considered to be a Min Yerek. And Eilavela Moidem Shachai Borla. And they both Moida that you're Chai Borla. So Agu Fakasha, what do you mean they're both Chai Borla? Amrad Slav Bishamram Kilayim Bikaram Amin Yerik. Since they say it's Kilayim Bikaram, it must mean that they hold it's a Minabi Yerik, a vegetable, and it's not considered a Mila. Vahadra Tana Eilavela Moidem Shachai Borla, that they both say you're Chai Borla, Amma Minilahu. It's a Minilu. Halak Kasha, the more answers, Bishamai Tzuk Masafu. And Bishamai is Masupik. They have a suffix, whether it's a min ilan or min yerek. The hachal chumra, the hachal chumra, and they're matmir in both cases. But in any event, mikom makom lebeis shava have a lay suffix or less, since they hold that it's only a suffix if it's a shiri nilan, it's only a suffix or utnan suffix or la beretz yisrael lasser basuria muter or bachutz la'aretz yared loykeir, and in the chutz la'aretz it's yared loykeach. You can even go and purchase it. As long as he does not see that the farmer is picking it. So if it's a sofik, if it's orla, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also. It's a derais, it's also. In Surya, it's mutter. So it's not considered Eretz Yisrael proper, it's mutter. But only if the sofik has been created. In Chutz La'aretz, beyond Surya, beyond the area of Surya, which was a kibush yachid, in Chutz La'aretz, it's even mutter, you can even purchase it, and therefore by, in effect, creating the suffix, you can even purchase it, you can even ask the farmer to pick it for you, as long as you don't witness it and see him picking it. So in any event, though, the most cool of the Geshita is Beis Shammai that holds that even the fruit itself is a suffix. So now for Mekel and Chutz La'aretz, and the reason why he was Ochel the Karfrisen, he threw away the Avyainas and he ate the Karfrisen because he's Mekel like Rabbi Kiva. Why isn't he Mekel even more? And thereby he should be able to eat them both, because according to Beis Shammai, even the fruit itself is a Sofik. Even the Avyainas is a Sofik. So why isn't he Mekel even more? The more answers, no. Because Rabbi Kiva, b'malkim Rabbi Lezer, Ravina Kavos. If you have a machlik is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, so the shita that's Mekel is Rabbi Kiva, you follow that shita in Chutz La'aretz. Beis Shammai, b'malkim Beis Hillel, lein Mishnah. But we don't follow, we don't even recognize the shita Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel argues. It's not considered even a bar plukta. It's clear that we would follow Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai. So it's not even considered a shita that's Mekel. So we would not follow Beis Shammai even in a Sofik Orla in Chutz La'aretz. Break the Gemara of a table, the Nasa Shemer, the Pri. Well, still, how can you eat? We're going now the other way. We should be Machmir. That even if you follow the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who holds it's not a Pri, but as far as Orla is concerned, it should be considered still also because it's a Shomer L'Pri, it's a protector for the fruit. So why can he eat it even if you follow the sheet of Rabbi Kiva and you don't consider it in itself, the Kafrisim, to be a fruit, but it still should be also an Orla, the Yisr of Orla, because it's a Shomer, it's a protector. And we find by Orla of Rahman Amar of Aralta Moronal says, period. S, it says S, and we darsh S atafo atafo la period. The S, even that which is subordinate to the pre, we also included in the Isser of Orla. And what is that tafo la pre, my new Shomer la pre? It's the Shomer, it's the husk that protects it. It also has the Isser of Orla. So even if he held like Rabbi Akiva, Legabi Meiser, and it's not considered a pre, but Legabi Orla, it should be also. And even in Chutzlar, it's because it's a Shomer and it's included in the Yisr of Orla. It's a Tafel of Pri. Omer Rava. Now, we have qualified this din of Tafel of Pri of the Shomer. Heich Arminu the Nasa Shomer L'Pri, Heich Lizabein B'Talash Bein Mechuber. When we say it has a din of the Shomer and it's included in the Yisr of Orla, that's if it's there, it protects it both when it's attached to the ground and when you pick the fruit, the Shomer, the husk is still there. But hacha, in the case of the caper bush, hacha b'mechuber yisa b'talash lesa, when you pick it, the husk is no longer there, so it's not considered a shomer legabe the iser borlo. Eso yabaya b'yasekash, how can you say that pitma shall remain, the pitum of the remain mitzarefes. As far as tumas oichlim, you need a size of a beya. If there's a size of a beya of food which is tomei, it can now be matama something else. So he says the pitm of the riman is mitzar, it combines with the riman. In order to make up the shear of a beya, we combine the pitm of the riman with the pomegranate. The hanetz shaloi ein mitzar. Now the netz, the husk, is not mitzar. Midakamra netz shaloi ein mitzar. And for saying that it doesn't combine to give you the shear of a beya, it's not mitzar. Alma de la voichol. Must be that it's not considered a food. If it would be edible, if we'd consider a food, it would be mitzar for tumas oichle, and it would be mitzar. With an agabe orla, klipe rimoin va'anet shaloi, klipe agoizim va'agarinim chayavim be'orla. And nevertheless, we say, legabe orla, as far as the rimoin, the pomegranate, is concerned, that the net is included in the Yisr of Orla. So you see that it does have a din of a shomer. And therefore, even though when you pick it, it's not present, it does have a din of a shomer. It's not considered a food because it's not mitzarif for tumas oichlim. So how is it that we say that it's in the Isser of Orla? Why would it be included in the Isser of Orla? Must be because it's considered a shomer. And it's not present when you pick it. So you see that the din of Shomer Legabe Orla is not contingent on being present after it's picked. Ella Marava, we have to qualify this din of Shomer a little differently. Ella Amar Rava, hey Chamrin, the Nasla Shomer L'Peri, where do we say it has a din of a Shomer? Hey Chadiz B'Shaz Kamar Per. When it's there, not necessarily when you pick it, but it has to be present when it's fully ripe. Hi Kafra, Selesa B'Shaz Kamar Per. But the kafrisim by the caper bush is not present at the time when a fruit is ripe. Ini, in fact, the Gemara can say that Bamarav Nachman, Amarav Bravua, Hanim Ishalta, the Orla, Asirim, the husk that cover the dates, they're also, it's has the Isser of Orla, oil of an answer Shem Milaper, because it has a din of a Shemir. Now, where is it present? It's present in the unripe stage. And it's still called a shomer for the peri. So you see that that's not the definition of a shomer. A shomer, it's not contingent on being there when the fruit is fully ripe. Our answer is Rav Nachman Sovel like Rav Yaisi. He holds like Rav Yaisi. And therefore, we say that no, it is there, it is considered to be there when the fruit is formed, because Rav Yaisi holds that at that stage it's considered to be a fruit. So it therefore it is contingent on being there when the fruit is finished, when it has the definition of a fruit, when we can define it as a fruit, because Rav Yaisi holds that at that stage it is considered to be a fruit. So even though it's not fully ripe, but it's considered defined to still be a fruit. And therefore, the shomer is there at the time when the fruit is defined as a fruit. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Emor Samadar, also when Mipnei Shu Pri. At the smaller stage, when it's the grapes have the buds, the blossom falls out, and you see each of the buds, that's called a smaller. And it has an Isser of Orla, it already reaches a stage of Isser of Orla. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Who pligi Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan argue. So, but as far as the Rabbanan are concerned, the shomer is only considered a shomer when the fruit is ripe. It's not considered to be a fruit in the early stages. It's only considered to be a fruit when it's more developed, and therefore, in order to be a shomer, the husk has to be present in that developed stage of the fruit, not in the early stage. And by the case of the caper, the husk is not there, the avyoinus are not there in that latter stage. Do they argue in Rav Yossi on other fruit? They argue as far as the grapes are concerned, but not by other fruit. We learned in the Mishnah Mayim, Asayin, Kaitzin, Zayvon, Asbushviyans. If a person wanted to cut down trees, if wood was very valuable, or for some other reason that would be permitted to cut down the tree, but on Shviyas, in the Shemitah year, you cannot cut down the tree. It's only La'achla, V'loy L'schar. So even if the wood is very valuable, he cannot cut it down unless he is going to use it for food, and it's therefore he cannot cut down the tree. So what stage is it where there's fruit where we say you can't cut down the tree, the tree has to remain there so that you can pick the fruit. So Mehem Sayin Kaitzim Mishlon, at what stage do we say you cannot cut it down and you cannot count the down the tree because the Torah says La'achla V'loyla Hafsed, it's for eating and you cannot destroy the tree. Beishamai says all the trees is when the fruit first forms. By the boxer tree is when the chains start to develop, when you start to see the chains hanging down. And by the grapes, when you start to see, you see the Girua, the stage of Girua, which we'll tomorrow will define shortly. And the olives, when the nets starts to form, when the husk starts to form. And other trees, soon as the fruit is starts to form, when you can see the fruit is developed and you can witness, you see the fruit. So that's by other trees. And Rav Yossi says, when we talk about when it says Mishiyigru, Agafani Mishiyigru, he says Girua is Boiser and Girua and Pulalavan and the white bean are all one and the same. So frankly, more Pulalavan, something like that. What do you mean it's all one and the same? The early stage of the grapes is the same as the white bean. Now, what it means is, Ela Ema, Shiura could pull a lot. The size of it is like a white bean. So, the size of the grape, when we say it's considered to be a fruit, is the size of a white bean. So, much Amalei Damar Paisri and Smarter Loi, who is the one that says that the smaller stage is not considered to be the fruit? Who is the one that holds that way? You need a later stage, it's Paisri. That's the Rabbana. That's the Rabbanan as opposed to Rabbi Yosef. Uketani, now they only argue by the grapes. Uketani, Shar Kol Ha'ilonos Mishayotziyu. They hold that by other fruit trees, Mishayotziyu. So you see, even at the very early stage, it's considered a fruit, and therefore the husk would be considered a shomer even at that early stage. So why would we say over here that by the caper, the husk, the avyoinos, at the Kafrisin rather, are not considered to be a shomer. Why wouldn't it be also an Orla? And as far as a shomer is concerned, even if it's not a fruit, it should still be also because it's considered a shomer lepri. So we have to now define this differently. Where do we say it has a din of a shomer lepri? What constitutes a shomer lepri? That's heichat the pishakul. So the shomer means parent. That's if you remove the husk, the fruit would die. But hachikishakul slay loy mayis parent. But by the caper, when you remove it, if you remove it, the caper, the fruit does not die. So therefore, it does not have a din of a shomer, and it's not included in the din of orla. That's why he was permitted in chutz la'aretz to eat the shomer, to eat over here the shomer of it, because it did not have a din of a shomer. And this is borne out in practice. It was a case where they took the nets of the rimoin, the husk of the rimoin of the pomegranate, and it dried out. And when they took the avyonos, and they took the pircha, the husk of the batisa, v'kayim batisa, and it did not dry out. So you see that by the caper, that it does not have a din of a shomer. The hilchosa, we have it in the girsa over here in the Gemara, it's in brackets, but the marshal was gairus it. The hilchos gemar bar bashi, the zorikas, yonis, hilchos the kafrizen, and therefore that is the halacha of mar bar bashi. Then in chutz laretz, he threw away the yonis, the fruit, because of the yisra gorla, but he ate the kafrizen, because he was makal, like the Shita, like Rabbi Kiva, that it does not have a din of fruit, and as we just defined, it does not have a din of a shomer either. And therefore, since we say, as far as the Yisr Varl is concerned, this husk is not considered a fruit, what's the bracha on pepper, on the spices, pepper? Not the pepper, the vegetable that we eat, but the pepper which is used for spices. If a person would eat it, would he make a bracha? What bracha would he make? Pilpul Rav Sheshus Amar Shahak, you make a shahak. Rav Amar Velekho. You don't make any bracha on it. It's not considered a food, and you don't make any bracha. Vaza Rav Tamei. He follows his opinion. Damar Rav Kas Pilpul Yom Tikipura. If a person eats kasis, it achil shalik yadark. It's not what's normal way to eat. Is something in a manner that's not normally eaten. So if he eats a pelpel on Yom Kippur, potter is potter because it's not considered a food. Because zangavila, the Yom Kippur, if he ate ginger on Yom Kippur, potter, it's also to eat raw ginger is not considered a food, and therefore he's not chayev on Yom Kippur. Meisvei, alashu akash, arimero, imemi, mashu, shenev, aral, demar, lo, says, piria, any yudea, shetz, marchal, who, I know if it says you eat it, that as you have to arla, you have to not, you can't eat the arla, the fruit, the early fruit of the tree. I know we're talking about a fruit tree. Elamatam loimer eitz machal. Why does it say eitz machal? Lavi eitz shatam eitzo perishava. To include in the yisr the wood itself, the tree itself. Ve'ezer zeh pilpulin. That must be the pepper. Right, when you're eating the something which is not considered a fruit itself. Something which is not normally considered food, it's not soft, it's hard, and that's considered a machal. L'lamdecha shal pilpul chayam v'orla. So it teaches that pilpul is included in orla. L'lamdecha shein Eretz Yisrael chaser klum. And it teaches you the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that it's not lacking in anything. Sh'nemer Eretz asher lo b'miskem yustaychol v'alecha. V'yisachzor kolba. So you see that it is considered to be a food. More answers, l'ikash ha'abetivos ha'abiyavashta. It's difference. There's a difference if it's moist or dry. If it's moist, it's considered a food. If it's dry, it's not considered a fruit. If he eats the ginger, the raw ginger on the kippur, it's potter. This hamlosa that comes from Behinduya, from India, it's mutter. It's not considered to be a bishul akum. So something that's bishul akum is something that you, something that cannot be eaten raw, and if it's cooked, if akum cooks it, that's an isra of bishul akum. Something that can be eaten raw, seen raw anyway, that's not included in the bishul akum. So if you have this, some define it as licorice, that it comes from it's mutter, umavarchum bar priyadoma. And you make a bor pri adama. So you see that ginger is considered a food. You wouldn't make an adama. More answers like gosh, again, this difference if it's a moist or dry. If it's moist, it's considered a fruit, not if it's dry. Nu halacha chavitz kidei ra chen daisa. We have porridge. We have porridge that's mixed with either chametz keder, flour and oil and a lot of honey, or daisa, which is coarse flour. It's not ground up, it's pounded, it's like made out of grits, it's coarse. What's the brach on that? Rav Yehuda omer shahakol mivor, you make a shahakol, and Rav Kana omer boi mi mezainis, you make a mezainis. Me'adaisa greida kuliyama lo pligida boi mi mezainis. If it would be the grits itself, certainly you would make mezainis. Ki pligi b'daisa kein chomet keder. The machlokes is if you make it in a way like you make the porridge where it's mixed with a large quantity of honey. Rav Yehuda omer shahakol savaduk sheikar. He holds that the main kind of ingredient is the honey. And a honey you make a shahakol, therefore in this porridge you make a shahakol. Rav Kana omer boi mi mezainis savar smida ikar. He holds that the main ingredient is the flour. So you make a boi mi mezainis. Amar Rav Yehuda kavasi Rav Kana mistabra, the Rav Shmuel damar tarvayu. Kol sheyesh boi mechamishas maminim mevarchal boi mi mezainis. We don't say that the mezainis is a bottle. Even in quantity, perhaps you have in quantity a larger measure of honey, a larger quantity of honey more than the flour, but the chashivas, the importance of the flour is such that it's not bottle. Any Rav Shmuel say that in any mixture that has one in it from the chameshes aminim, the five types of grain, you make a mezainis. Similarly, over here with this porridge, you would make a mezainis.